Thank you for being an amazing supporter of the 10X Podcast Group, home to the history of the Caribbeans. We're excited to have you as a valued member of our growing community. If you haven't already, we'd love for you to follow us on your favorite podcast platform. Your likes, comments, and reviews mean so much to us. They help us reach a wider audience and inspire us to keep sharing these incredible stories. With new episodes released daily, your feedback plays a crucial role in shaping our content and making it even better. Your dedication and enthusiasm drive our mission to document and celebrate the rich history of the Caribbean. We're deeply grateful for your support. Today, we're thrilled to present St. Bart's Episode 3, a captivating story tracing the journey from the island's earliest settlers to the present day. So sit back, relax, and join us as we guide you through this fascinating chapter in Caribbean history. Enjoy the journey. Chapter 9, The French Connection, a Modern Overseas Territory. By the time the 1980s dawned, St. Bart's had already begun its transformation, from an isolated, impoverished island to an exclusive paradise for the world's wealthiest travelers. But beneath the glitz of its rising luxury scene, one question loomed. What exactly was St. Bart's identity? For centuries, the island had been passed from France to Sweden and back to France. It had been a free port, a pirate refuge, a forgotten colony, and a playground for the elite. But it had never truly been self-governing. It had always been part of something bigger, whether under European monarchs or colonial administrations. Now, as it entered the modern era, St. Bart's had to define its relationship with France. Would it simply remain an outpost, a footnote in France's global empire? Or would it claim a more independent identity, carving its own path while still holding on to its French roots? This chapter tells the story of how St. Bart's navigated its modern political transformation, how it balanced its deep connection to France with its unique island identity, and how it fought to remain one of the most exclusive and protected places on Earth. St. Bart's under French rule, a complicated relationship, 1878-1980s. Ever since Sweden returned St. Bart's to France in 1878, the island had been governed as part of Guadeloupe, an overseas department of France. This meant that, legally and politically, St. Bart's was not an independent territory, but merely a subdivision of a larger French Caribbean province. For most of the 19th and early 20th centuries, this status barely mattered. St. Bart's was too small, too isolated, and too unimportant to be at the center of any political debate. But by the 1980s, with tourism booming and luxury development on the rise, the people of St. Bart's began questioning their place under Guadeloupe's administration. Most of Guadeloupe's economy relied on agriculture and large-scale tourism, while St. Bart's had built itself on high-end exclusivity. Guadeloupe had a large population, over 400,000, while St. Bart's had fewer than 10,000 residents, yet they were governed under the same system. Taxes and administrative decisions were made in Guadeloupe, leaving St. Bart's with little control over its own economic policies. It was becoming clear. St. Bart's was not like the rest of Guadeloupe. It was wealthier. It was smaller. It was different. And now it wanted to govern itself. The push for political autonomy, 1980s-2000s. As St. Bart's economy boomed in the 1980s and 1990s, its residents grew more frustrated with their political situation. Luxury tourism had turned the island into one of the richest places in the Caribbean. Real estate prices skyrocketed, with billionaire investors driving up land values. Local businesses flourished, serving an elite clientele that had no interest in Guadeloupe's large-scale tourism industry. And yet, despite all this wealth, St. Bart's still had to send its tax revenues to Guadeloupe, where the money was spent on issues that had little to do with the island's unique economy. A movement for greater autonomy began to take shape. The people of St. Bart's didn't want to break away from France completely, but they wanted to govern themselves, set their own economic policies, and control their own destiny. For years, negotiations with the French government dragged on. But in 2003, a historic vote changed everything. The 2003 referendum, a new political status. On December 7, 2003, the people of St. Bart's voted in a referendum to decide whether they wanted to separate from Guadeloupe and become an independent overseas collectivity of France. The result? An overwhelming majority voted in favor of autonomy. This meant that St. Bart's would no longer be governed by Guadeloupe, but would instead have its own government, its own tax system, and greater control over local affairs, all while remaining part of France. In 2007, St. Barts officially became a collectivite d'outre-mer, COM, of France, along with its sister island, St. Martin. This was a monumental shift. For the first time in its history, St. Barts had political autonomy. It could now set its own tax policies, making it one of the most tax-friendly places in the Caribbean. It could regulate real estate and tourism, ensuring that luxury and exclusivity remained the island's defining features. It could make decisions that benefited its unique economy, rather than being bound by policies designed for larger Caribbean territories. This political shift was one of the key reasons St. Barts remained the world's most elite destination. While other Caribbean islands struggled with overtourism and economic instability, St. Barts had the power to control its own development. How St. Barts became the ultimate French luxury destination. With its new political status secured, St. Barts focused on building a sustainable, ultra-high-end economy. Several key decisions ensured that St. Barts would remain an exclusive paradise, rather than becoming overrun by mass tourism. 1. Strict real estate laws. The government limited large-scale hotel development, ensuring that St. Barts would never become another overbuilt Caribbean resort destination. Private villas became the preferred mode of luxury accommodation, reinforcing the island's reputation as a discreet retreat for the wealthy. Foreign investors were allowed to buy property, but building regulations were strictly enforced to maintain the island's charm. 2. No large cruise ships or commercial ports. Unlike other Caribbean islands, St. Barts banned large cruise ships from docking in its harbors. This prevented overcrowding, keeping the island's beaches and towns pristine. Only small yachts and private charters were allowed, further reinforcing the island's exclusive atmosphere. 3. Maintaining a French identity. Despite its global elite clientele, St. Barts remained deeply tied to French culture. French gastronomy, fashion, and language became central to the island's identity, making it feel like a Caribbean version of the French Riviera. The island maintained French legal protections and security, ensuring safety and political stability, something many Caribbean islands struggled with. By the 2010s, these policies had worked. St. Barts was no longer just another Caribbean island. It was now a brand, a symbol of the finest in French luxury, Caribbean beauty, and elite exclusivity. St. Barts today, a French paradise with a unique identity. Today, St. Barts remains one of the most exclusive travel destinations in the world. It is politically independent from Guadeloupe, yet still part of France. It is one of the wealthiest places in the Caribbean, despite its small size. It is the preferred escape for billionaires, celebrities, and royalty, yet it has remained true to its cultural roots. In an era when mass tourism has overtaken much of the Caribbean, St. Barts has managed to do the impossible. It has remained exclusive without losing its authenticity. But as the world changes, new challenges lie ahead. How can the island maintain its exclusivity while adapting to a new generation of travelers? Can it preserve its natural beauty while catering to growing luxury tourism? Will it remain the same paradise it has become, or will outside pressures force change? One thing is certain: the story of St. Barts is far from over, and the next chapter is still being written. Chapter 10: The Rise of an International Icon, 1980s-1990s. By the 1980s, St. Barts was no longer a forgotten island. It had transformed into a luxury escape unlike any other in the Caribbean. The world's richest travelers had quietly begun to claim it as their private retreat, a place where wealth and exclusivity reigned, yet where modern commercialism had not yet taken hold. While the beaches of the Dominican Republic, the Bahamas, and Jamaica were lined with sprawling resorts and mass tourism, St. Barts had taken a different path. It was not just an island, it was an experience, a destination that was defined by discretion, refinement, and exclusivity. But how did this small, rocky island, once plagued by economic struggles and isolation, become one of the most recognizable luxury destinations in the world? This chapter tells the story of how St. Barts became an international icon, how it attracted the world's most powerful and influential figures, and how it set a new standard for Caribbean luxury that no other island could match. The 1980s, St. Barts enters the global stage. As the 1980s began, global travel was undergoing a seismic shift. The age of mass tourism and corporate hotel chains was in full swing, transforming destinations across the Caribbean. But St. Barts did something radically different. Rather than chasing mass tourism dollars, the island embraced exclusivity. No large cruise ships. No high-rise hotels. No fast food chains or tourist traps. Instead, St. Bart's cultivated a unique reputation, a place where the ultra-wealthy could escape, where billionaires, Hollywood stars, and European aristocrats could walk barefoot along deserted beaches, unbothered by paparazzi or crowds. Several key factors accelerated this rise to global fame. 1. The arrival of superyachts. By the early 1980s, the world's richest travelers weren't flying commercial or staying in resorts. They were arriving by sea. St. Bart's natural harbors became a magnet for private yachts, allowing the elite to dock in secrecy. The harbor of Gustavia transformed into a playground for the super rich, where billionaires and celebrities could arrive in luxury vessels and step directly onto the island without the hassle of airports. Yachting events, particularly around New Year's Eve, became some of the most exclusive in the world, attracting names like David Bowie, Paul McCartney, and the Rothschild family. By the late 1980s, St. Bart's had cemented its reputation as the Caribbean's capital of yachting and discreet luxury. 2. The growth of luxury villas and boutique hotels. While other Caribbean islands built massive hotel chains, St. Bart's doubled down on small-scale, high-end luxury accommodations. Private villas replaced traditional hotels, giving visitors privacy and exclusivity that other islands couldn't offer. The island saw the rise of intimate, world-class boutique hotels, including Eden Rock, which evolved from a simple guest house into a legendary celebrity retreat. Lou Toyney, offering private hillside villas with breathtaking ocean views. Lou Sereno, which catered to the ultra-wealthy with a blend of Caribbean charm and high-end French sophistication. By limiting large-scale development, St. Bart's ensured that every traveler who visited was part of an exclusive club. 3. French elegance meets Caribbean paradise. One of the greatest advantages St. Bart's had over other Caribbean destinations was its deep connection to French culture, cuisine, and refinement. Michelin-starred chefs began opening restaurants on the island, blending traditional Caribbean flavors with the elegance of Parisian fine dining. Luxury fashion houses, Louis Vuitton, Hermès, and Cartier, began setting up exclusive boutiques in Gustavia, catering to a clientele that expected only the best. French influence ensured that the island's architecture, hospitality, and lifestyle remained sophisticated and effortless, never tacky or over-commercialized. This blend of Caribbean natural beauty and European refinement set St. Bart's apart from every other destination. By the late 1980s, it was no longer just a place to visit. It was a statement of status. The 1990s, St. Bart's becomes a symbol of wealth and prestige. As the 1990s arrived, St. Bart's had become synonymous with wealth, power, and discretion. For the world's elite, the island was more than a vacation spot. It was a sanctuary from the modern world, a place where they could escape the chaos of big cities and the prying eyes of the media. Silicon Valley billionaires arrived seeking refuge from their high-pressure careers. Hollywood's A-list, including Leonardo DiCaprio, Steven Spielberg, and Beyoncé, found solace in the island's discreet luxury. European royalty, including members of the British, Monegasque, and Dutch royal families, made St. Bart's their winter retreat. 4. The New Year's Eve phenomenon. By the mid-1990s, St. Bart's had developed a new tradition that would define its global reputation. New Year's Eve on St. Bart's. As the century neared its end, December 31st on the island became the most exclusive party in the world. Superyachts worth hundreds of millions of dollars anchored in the bay. Private estates hosted celebrity-packed celebrations, where the guest lists included the world's most powerful figures, CEOs, royalty, musicians, and movie stars. The fireworks display over Gustavia Harbor became legendary, an invitation-only spectacle where the wealthiest of the wealthy celebrated in style. This tradition solidified St. Bart's reputation as the ultimate elite playground. If you were spending New Year's Eve in St. Bart's, you had arrived. 5. Real estate boom and the billionaire invasion. As St. Bart's fame grew, real estate on the island became one of the most valuable assets in the world. By the late 1990s, property prices skyrocketed, with villas selling for tens of millions of dollars. Owning a home in St. Bart's became a status symbol, a sign that you belonged to the most elite circles on the planet. Unlike other Caribbean islands, there was never an oversupply of properties, ensuring that demand remained extraordinarily high. This scarcity of land and strict development policies turned St. Bart's into a real estate gold mine. By the end of the 1990s, St. Bart's had completed its transformation. It was no longer just a hidden gem. It was the most exclusive island in the world. It was no longer just a place to visit. It was a place to be seen. It was no longer just a Caribbean island. It was a brand, a lifestyle, a symbol of ultimate luxury. The legacy of the 1980s and 1990s. The choices made during these two decades shaped St. Bart's into what it is today. By refusing to embrace mass tourism, the island remained a sanctuary for those who valued privacy and exclusivity. By blending Caribbean beauty with French sophistication, it became a destination that no other island could replicate. By limiting large-scale development, it ensured that it would never become overrun with tourists. As the 21st century dawned, St. Bart's faced a new challenge. Could it hold on to its identity in an ever-changing world? The next chapter would determine whether St. Bart's remained the world's ultimate paradise, or if its rise to fame would become its downfall. Chapter 11, Natural Disasters and Challenges of the 21st Century. As St. Bart's entered the 21st century, it stood at the pinnacle of exclusivity, wealth, and prestige. It had become the Caribbean's most elite destination, a place where billionaires, royalty, and celebrities sought refuge from the modern world. But no amount of wealth, status, or political autonomy could shield the island from the raw power of nature. For all its beauty, St. Bart's remained a small, exposed island in the heart of hurricane territory, vulnerable to the ever-growing threats of climate change, natural disasters, and shifting global economics. The question was no longer whether St. Bart's could rise to fame. It already had. The question was whether it could survive the storms of the 21st century, both literal and figurative. This chapter tells the story of how St. Bart's weathered its greatest challenges yet, from the devastation of Hurricane Irma to the existential threats posed by rising seas, economic shifts, and the ever-increasing pressure of maintaining exclusivity in an evolving world. The growing threat of hurricanes. For centuries, hurricanes had been a constant threat to St. Bart's. The island had endured countless storms, each one a reminder of how fragile paradise truly was. But in the 21st century, hurricanes became stronger, more frequent, and more destructive than ever before. Scientists warned that climate change was fueling more intense storms, and St. Bart's found itself in the crosshairs. Then, in 2017, disaster struck. Hurricane Irma, 2017, the storm that shook St. Bart's. On September 6, 2017, Hurricane Irma, a Category 5 monster, barreled toward St. Bart's with unprecedented force. Winds reached 185 miles per hour, 295 kilometers per hour, making Irma one of the most powerful hurricanes ever recorded in the Atlantic. The impact was catastrophic. Nearly every building on the island sustained damage. Gustavia was battered, with yachts torn from their moorings and tossed onto the streets like toy boats. Homes were destroyed, businesses were flooded, and infrastructure was crippled. Electricity, water, and communication lines were wiped out. For the first time in decades, St. Bart's was not the glamorous playground of the rich and famous. It was a disaster zone. Yet, even in the face of destruction, the resilience of the island's people shone through. Rebuilding after Irma, the test of resilience. Within days of the hurricane, St. Bart's began its fight to recover. Unlike other Caribbean islands that relied on international aid, St. Bart's had an unusual advantage: its ultra-wealthy clientele. Millionaires and billionaires who owned homes on the island quickly mobilized funds to help rebuild. Luxury hotels and businesses, eager to maintain their elite status, fast-tracked reconstruction with private investments. The French government stepped in with emergency aid, helping restore infrastructure and public services. Despite the destruction, St. Bart's bounced back faster than almost any other island affected by the hurricane. Within a year, the island's most famous resorts, Eden Rock, Cheval Blanc, and Le Toyny, had reopened. By 2019, St. Bart's was not just restored. It was stronger, more luxurious, and more exclusive than ever. Hurricane Irma had been a wake-up call, but it had also reinforced the island's resilience. Still, the threat of climate change loomed larger than ever. Climate change, the fight to save paradise. Hurricane Irma was not an isolated event. It was a warning of what was to come. As global temperatures rose, the Caribbean faced a new set of existential threats. 1. Rising sea levels. St. Bart's, with its low-lying coastline, was at risk of beach erosion and flooding. Scientists predicted that if sea levels continued to rise, parts of the island could become uninhabitable by the end of the century. 2. Stronger hurricanes. The warming ocean was fueling more intense storms, meaning that Irma would not be the last superhurricane to strike St. Bart's. Insurance costs skyrocketed, making it harder for small businesses and local homeowners to rebuild after disasters. 3. Coral reef damage and marine life decline. St. Bart's crystal clear waters and vibrant marine life were key to its beauty. But climate change was causing coral bleaching, fish population decline, and rising ocean temperatures, threatening the ecosystem that made St. Bart's unique. Faced with these dangers, the island's leadership took action. Strict environmental laws were passed, limiting development in vulnerable coastal areas. Sustainable energy projects, including solar power initiatives, were introduced to reduce the island's carbon footprint. Marine conservation programs were launched to protect coral reefs and regulate fishing. But would these efforts be enough? The battle for St. Bart's long-term survival was just beginning. The challenge of maintaining exclusivity. As the 21st century progressed, another challenge emerged, one that was just as dangerous as climate change, but entirely man-made. Could St. Bart's maintain its exclusivity in an era of mass wealth and social media? In the past, the island's remote location, strict development policies, and high costs naturally kept it exclusive. But modern technology and globalization changed everything. Social media brought worldwide attention to St. Bart's, making it a dream destination for Instagram influencers and digital nomads. The rise of new billionaires from tech, crypto, and finance meant that more people than ever could afford to visit. Luxury tourism was booming worldwide, and even elite destinations like St. Bart's faced new competition from places like the Maldives and Mykonos. To maintain its prestige, the island had to double down on exclusivity. Stricter building regulations were put in place to prevent overdevelopment. The government restricted Airbnb-style rentals, ensuring that only high-end accommodations were available. New private membership clubs were introduced, reinforcing the island's elite status. Despite these efforts, the world was changing. Could St. Bart's remain the ultimate escape for the rich and powerful in an era when luxury was becoming more accessible than ever? The future of St. Bart's. Will it survive the 21st century? As St. Bart's moves deeper into the 21st century, its challenges are more complex than ever before. Climate change threatens its very existence. Hurricanes grow stronger with each passing year. The rise of mass wealth and social media puts pressure on its exclusivity. Yet, if history has proven anything, it is this. St. Bart's is an island of resilience. It has survived wars, colonial struggles, economic collapse, and natural disasters. And through it all, it has never lost its essence, a rare, untouched jewel where the world's elite come to escape. But can it adapt to the challenges of the future while holding on to what makes it special? The next chapter in St. Bart's history has yet to be written. But one thing is certain: paradise is never permanent. And the fight to preserve St. Bart's is far from over. Chapter 12. The St. Bart's Identity, Balancing Past and Present. From the moment the first Arawak settlers arrived, to the era of European conquest, to the rise of a luxury paradise, St. Bart's has always been a place in flux, an island shaped by change, yet determined to hold on to its essence. In the 21st century, that struggle continues. At its core, St. Bart's is a place of contrasts. A French Caribbean island, yet distinctly separate from its neighbors. A destination for the world's wealthiest, yet home to a small, tight-knit local population. A land of pristine nature, yet constantly at risk of being overdeveloped. The challenge for St. Bart's is no longer just survival. It is identity. As the world changes, can St. Bart's remain the place it has always been? Or will it lose itself in the pursuit of fame, wealth, and modernity? This chapter explores how St. Bart's balances its rich history with its elite present, how it struggles to preserve its local culture amidst global wealth, and what the future holds for this island of contrasts. The legacy of the past, a Caribbean island like no other. Despite its status as a playground for the global elite, St. Bart's remains deeply tied to its Caribbean roots. Its history is etched into its land, its people, and its culture, a history that refuses to be forgotten, even as the island transforms into one of the most exclusive places on Earth. Some elements of the past remain untouched. The Swedish legacy lives on in Gustavius architecture, street names, and historic forts, a reminder of the island's unexpected Scandinavian chapter. The Creole traditions persist in the island's music, storytelling, and festivals, blending the influences of Africa, France, and the Caribbean into a unique cultural tapestry. Fishing and salt collection, once the lifeblood of the island's economy, are still practiced, though now more for tradition than necessity. But in other ways, the past has faded. The island's once humble way of life, rooted in simplicity, community, and survival, has been overshadowed by private yachts, luxury boutiques, and multi-million-dollar villas. For the local population, this transformation is both a blessing and a challenge. The local struggle, living in a billionaire's paradise. For many who grew up on St. Bart's, the island of their childhood no longer exists. Property values have skyrocketed, pricing out locals from the homes their families have lived in for generations. The cost of living has soared, making it difficult for non-wealthy residents to afford basic necessities. Traditional ways of life, fishing, farming, small-scale trade, have been replaced by service jobs catering to the ultra-rich. St. Bart's permanent population, made up of French nationals, Creole families, and longtime islanders, is a small but resilient community. Many work as chefs, hotel staff, yacht crew, and private service providers, keeping the island's elite visitors comfortable while struggling to hold on to their own way of life. Some have left, moving to St. Martin or Guadeloupe, where life is more affordable. But those who stay are determined to preserve the island's soul. Local organizations fight to protect cultural traditions, ensuring that festivals, music, and language remain alive. Strict building codes prevent overdevelopment, ensuring that the island doesn't become a concrete jungle of high-rise hotels. Environmental efforts focus on conservation, protecting the reefs, beaches, and wildlife that make St. Bart special. Yet, as more billionaires move in, as more private villas are built, as luxury tourism expands, the question remains. Can local life survive in a billionaire's paradise? Tourism versus preservation, the ongoing debate. One of the biggest challenges facing St. Bart's today is how to maintain its exclusivity while preserving its natural beauty and authenticity. The island thrives on luxury tourism, but it also recognizes the dangers of overdevelopment and environmental destruction. Some major debates shaping the island's future include 1. Real estate development. St. Bart's land is finite, yet demand for high-end properties has never been higher. Some argue that selling land to billionaires boosts the economy, while others fear it erases local identity. The government limits new developments, but prices continue to rise, making it harder for locals to stay. 2. Environmental conservation. As climate change threatens the island, activists push for stronger environmental protections. Efforts include banning plastic waste, protecting marine life and coral reefs, limiting the number of yachts and private jets to reduce pollution. But can these measures hold back the growing demand for luxury tourism? 3. Balancing exclusivity with cultural preservation. St. Bart's has become a brand, a symbol of wealth, status, and escape. Yet, many locals worry that the island's true identity, its traditions, its simplicity, its history, is being lost in this pursuit of prestige. The challenge is, how do you keep St. Bart's exclusive without turning it into just another high-end tourist trap? These debates will define St. Bart's in the coming decades. Will it remain a paradise for the ultra-rich? Or will it find a way to protect its heart and soul? The spirit of St. Bart's, what keeps it unique? Despite these challenges, St. Bart's remains unlike anywhere else in the world. There is an intangible quality to the island, something beyond the luxury, beyond the price tags, beyond the billionaires. It is a feeling. The warmth of the sun as it rises over the cliffs of Colombier. The scent of salt and sea as you walk the winding streets of Gustavia. The laughter of locals still speaking Creole, still singing old songs, still celebrating life in a place that has changed beyond recognition. The quiet moments when the superyachts have left, when the beaches are empty, when the island feels like the St. Bart's of centuries past. Through all its transformations, St. Bart's has endured. It has survived pirates, conquests, hurricanes, and the pressures of modern wealth. And though it may continue to change, one thing is certain. The soul of St. Bart's will never be bought. It belongs to the island itself. The future, a crossroads between luxury and legacy. As St. Bart's moves forward, it faces its greatest challenge yet. How to stay true to its history, its culture, and its people, while remaining the most exclusive destination in the world. Will it find a balance? Or will it become just another luxury brand, detached from its roots? The answer lies not in the billionaires or the tourists, but in the people who have always called Street Barts home. And as long as they remain, so will the true spirit of the island.